welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, Susan Herbert, and we are broadcasting live from the Super Zoo 2013 in Las Vegas. And here with me is my co-host, Mark German, as well as our nutrition correspondent, Giulio Ferrari. And we are going to be talking to several of the exhibitors today. First guest we have, I'm really excited because Giulio talks very highly of this company, and I want to hear.
Giulio just talks too much. That's his problem.
Well,
Mark, be nice.
I want to hear all about Great Life Performance Pet Products from Dr. Elliot Harvey.
Yeah, and let me give you an introduction here on Dr. Harvey. Dr. Harvey is absolutely Dr. Harvey is probably the best known veterinarian and nutritionist in the country today. Not only for the phenomenal food that he makes, but also for his book, The Heavily Holistic Dog. His book is a bestseller, and well, without further ado, Dr. Elliot Harvey.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great show here at Super Zoo, and we have a lot of fun things to talk about.
Well, it's awesome to have you here, Dr. Harvey. Let's start here by talking about Great Life. And I'll tell you, I have my own dogs. I've got three beautiful dogs, actually four now. We just got a new 11-year-old rescue that was about to be put down last week, and we took her in, and all of them are on Great Life. And what Great Life does to the dog's stools is just unbelievable. I mean, I leave it out for an hour, and you can literally pick it up with your hands. It gets kind of ashy. It's really there's no smell. Tell us, what's the secret behind that?
Well, good nutrition is the secret. Food that the dogs can actually digest well, and when they're digesting it, all of the nutrients come active. So the dogs are actually eating good, alive food. Where that seems to be the common factor in a lot of problems today is a lot of these foods are dead. And what I mean by dead food is they add in the major items like the probiotics, the enzymes, the prebiotics, after the during the cooking process, which kills them. And you have a lot of the items that should be live dead when you get foods. Great Life is made in an entirely different way. For instance, we have a specialized system that when we bake our kibble, we bake it at 180 degrees, so everything is not killed. But years ago, I discovered that raw food diets had great nutrition, but a lot of people didn't want to use them because they were either too messy, too much blood, too much freezer space. So what I did was I took a full raw food diet and I freeze-dried it. So after the freeze-drying process, it brought water moisture down to less than 3% so no bacteria can grow. So now that I have one part of the element, I said the second part of the element was the kibble, because people like an easy-to-serve kibble. Open a bag, pour it out, and you're perfect. So I said, how can I make a bridge between a raw food diet and a nutritious kibble? So what I realized is if I take the raw food diet and basically use a hammer mill machine to make it into smaller pieces and then mix it in nutritious salmon oil. So I found that the active nutrition of the probiotics, the enzymes, the bacteria are so alive that the dog's digestive system really works well. So after the kibble is cooked, baked at 180 degrees, we use a specialized spraying system.
All of this freeze-dried raw diet gets engulfed, embedded in all of the pores of the kibble, which, when you add and open all.
Let me explain something to our listeners here. The kibble usually is cooked at 450-500 degrees. So we're talking here about 180 degrees versus 450-500. At 500 degrees, at that high extrusion, it'll kill everything. That's why your dog has so much fecal matter after eating, because it's not absorbing. It's only about
what's coming in.
20% of what's coming in is being absorbed. So you got 80% coming out. Do you know? Do you guys have any tests to know what percentage is absorbed? Of great life.
90%.
That is huge. That means only 10% will come out. A lot less stools to pick up.
Is along the colon walls in the digestive tract. There's a buildup of matter.
Not really healthy.
There's active probiotics and active enzymes. Eliminating all this bad matter from the dog's system. And replacing healthy bacteria, which keeps the dogs healthier. They're happier, they're healthier, and they're enjoying life. And this is why, after you start using Great Life, you'll see, one, don't have to feed as much, because food is so adequate that the dog doesn't need as much.
Absolutely. I've seen a lot less. Our customers have back at the Paw Depot telling us, look, well, my dog, I used to feed 4 cups to my dog, now I'm feeding 2. So there is a lot more, there's a lot more use of the food, and they'll eat a lot less. Susan, do we have to go to the break now?
No, we should be going to break in a couple of minutes, but we have a few more questions.
Let me get something else about what makes Great Life different. We only use certified suppliers with top-line nutrients. We don't use second-rate ingredients. Yes, it costs more, but the benefits are far outstanding than any other pet food. And what we look for is the ingredients that actually have synergistic and feel and work synergistically in the system. So all of the food is being utilized the proper way in our system. This way, like we have said, people matter is less, smell is less, you feed less, and you have better, healthy dogs.
Susan, they're not human anymore.
So what else do we have? What else do we have coming?
Nutritious speaking vegetables in the product, all fresh fruits and vegetables, freeze-dried, in the coming vegetable. So this way the dogs get balanced. And nutritious food.
I think we had a little technical difficulty,
but we are back. Can y'all listen to me now?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay.
We had a little technical difficulty here in the past couple seconds. But we are here with Dr. Elliot Harvey from Great Life Women's Pet Products,
live
from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the beautiful, beautiful Mandalay Bay.
And we are out for a break. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Your pet may be sick and not even know it. Your pet may appear healthy, but a vast majority of healthy-looking pets are actually infected with parasites and other infections that do not manifest themselves until they overwhelm the pet and the pet finally appears sick. Sometimes, by then, it is too late. To find out more about how you can help your pet to stay healthy, then go to www.quantumvetcare.com. That's www.quantumvetcare.com. www.quantumvetcare.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
And folks, we are back. You are listening to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. And we are here at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas for Super Zoo 2013. And we are right now talking to Dr. Elliot Harvey from Great Life Performance Pet Products. And we're going to wrap it up here in just a few seconds. Julio, where were you guys at?
Well, we were talking about all the great stuff that goes into Great Life. And if you read the back of Great Life, you'll just be amazed. Instead of a bunch of things that you cannot comprehend, you see freeze-dried papaya I have freeze-dried jicama, freeze-dried buffalo. You see real freeze-dried. It's amazing stuff. Dr. Harvey, tell us about your book, The Healthy Holistic Dog.
Years ago, when I was reading and doing some technical work, I realized that the most of the books out there on natural healing were basically giving you maybe 3, 4, 5 pages on what caused the problem and maybe a paragraph on how to remedy it. So I decided, let's do it a whole different way. Here's what the problems are, and here's like 3 and 4 pages of how to cure it naturally with either herbs or supplements or nutrition. But it's a basic book on 261 therapies and protocols in here for basically all canine ailments, syndromes, and diseases. And some of it is so easy to take care of, like worms in a dog system. One of the easiest things in the book says to just buy a can of pumpkin. Pumpkin eradicates worms, flushes it out of their system. Nice, simple remedies. Plus, we have things in here for flea collars, how you can make your own flea repellents, a little making drops. We have things here for arthritis, for digestive problems, for skin problems, for bloat problems. Plus, we define different ingredients, like we have a whole section on mushrooms, what each mushroom does to the system. We have a whole section on probiotics and breaks them down to which probiotics work in high colon and low colon in the digestive system, which ones line the walls. So it's a very in-depth book on how to treat your dog in a natural way with natural products.
So in other words, by buying the Healthy Holistic Dog, you can actually save thousands of dollars on vet bills because there are so many things you can do at home that will help cure your dog and prevent a lot of problems. Could you check in the book, tell us something, give us a quick remedy to something here in the book. The pumpkin is a great one. I mean, we're going to have fruitables over here in a little bit, and everybody knows what a big fan of pumpkin supplements I am. I know that the prebiotic feeds the probiotic, and pumpkin is full of natural, very healthy prebiotic fiber. And so can you tell us something in the book? Give us another great remedy in the book.
All right, well, let's take a very common one called allergies. Many dogs have allergies, including sneezing, watery eyes, itching, scratching, paw licking, vomiting, diarrhea, chewing themselves. And how do we take care of that? Well, number one is you change the diet to a diet that has less ingredients and less allergy ingredients. You add some extra nutrients, like vitamin C. An extra dose of vitamin C will boost the immune system. Acidophilus will help the internal system get stronger. Another herb called ginkgo biloba will oxygenate the body, which will help out. A very good antioxidant would be either grape seed extract and essential fatty acids to use. The omega oils are very good. Another thing that you would want to check out also is herbs to help the blood get clean. For instance, you can do your own formula to help create a blood cleansing and strengthening formula with yellow dock, echinacea, Oregon grape, turmeric, like what you use in foods, the actual turmeric, the same item, and a little bit of ginger. That helps clean the blood system, and get rid of allergies.
And on the book, you explain how our listeners can use these herbs on their dog's food to be able to have these.
Actually, in the book, we give the exact formulas. So we have formulas in the book for arthritis, for ear problems, for diabetes.
I'm seeing here even for cancer prevention.
Well, there's a cancer prevention article in there also. And fleas. We have a natural flea spray that you can make at home.
And you know that this year in Texas, we are having the absolute worst flea season because we had a really mild winter. it didn't kill out the eggs. We are actually having the worst flea season in the past 10 years that I remember, and a natural remedy for fleas.
There's also in the book a section on recipes for dog treats. So what I do, what I have here is, well, names of actually my dogs, my friend's dogs, that I made treats for. For instance, we have one called Shadow Sushi Surprise. And this one they really love, and it's made with organic brown rice, organic cooked chicken breast with a little seaweed around it, dosed in a little virgin olive oil and wild salmon oil. Dogs love it, and it's totally healthy, and it's easy to make.
It's easy to make. You can make it at home. It's absolutely natural. Listeners, you can get Dr. Harvey's book on our website. Go to our Facebook at facebook.com/ Leader of the Pack Radio. So that's facebook.com/Leader of the Pack Radio, and we will have a link to Dr. Harvey's book. Dr. Harvey, it is not only a pleasure to have you here, it is an absolute honor to have you here. You know how much of a fan I am of you, of Great Life Products. And before we go, I still want to ask, I want to ask about your factory. Actually, I've been to your factory, and I have seen it. It is an amazing factory. It's absolutely you can eat from the floors. Tell me a little bit about your factory. Tell our listeners a little bit about your factory. And you know what I'm going to do? When we come back to Texas, I want to do a special from your factory. We want to do for our YouTube channel a special because I have never seen such a nice, clean, beautiful factory.
Well, thank you very much. What we did is we bought our own pet food manufacturing facility and bakery. So this way we can keep all the quality up, use the best ingredients, and keep these dogs healthy for a long, long time. And that owning the factory makes it all possible for us. So now we're in control of all of the ingredients, all certified suppliers. We have an FDA-registered gentleman on the facility. We're making sure that everything that comes out of Pioneer Naturals Pet Foods is the top of the top.
And I've met him. Thank you very much, Dr. Harvey.
All right, folks. We are here again at the Super Zoo, and we are broadcasting live. And we will be back in just a few minutes with our next guest.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made. And here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at natureslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So, do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
All right, folks, we're back, and you're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we have Giulio Ferrari with us here, our nutrition correspondent.
Unfortunately.
Poor Giulio.
I meant fortunately. What'd I say?
Well, we're broadcasting live here from the Super Zoo 2013 at Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas. And our next guest, I'm excited to hear about this. I'm sitting here next to David Ezra from Sealy. And, Julio, what do you know about Sealy beds?
Well, all I know is that at their booth here, they have a human-sized doggy bed. I laid on it, and I did not want to get out. David, tell me about your product.
First of all, thanks for having me here today. It's a special time for us here at Sealy Dog Bed. This is the official launch of our dog bed. It's quite different than every other dog bed in the world. We've taken some of our technology that obviously is from the human side, and we put it into our dog bed. Obviously, you know, we're mammals, dogs are mammals. Some of the same ailments that we have, our four-legged friends have as well. So, you know, you guys at home can't see this, but we have our quad core technology, and I will just describe it for you. So our top layer is our cooling energy gel, similar to if you went to a mattress store and saw this. Now this is going to cool your dog and also absorb the impact of the dog's joints through. Below that, we have our pet rest memory foam. Below that, we have our green tea orthopedic foam layer, and our bottom layer is a charcoal infused HD foam. Now what that does is also is antibacterial and absorbs odor of the dog. Now you'll see some dog beds out there that might have crushed memory foam or elements of memory foam or orthopedic foam, but it is really the combination of the four that work in concert together that will increase circulation, give your dog the support that they need, and really change your dog's life.
And I've seen a lot of memory foams now. It's kind of a fad in the industry. But looking at yours, and our listeners will have to look at our YouTube channel for this one. It is absolutely amazing. Go to facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio. We will have a link to the video that we're about to do with Sealy. This four layer technology is amazing. This is not only is it good for the older dogs with arthritis and all of that, and I have a giant breed. I'll tell you this, Bouviers, which are a giant breed, they tend to have problems, and they tend to not like to sleep on the floors or a lot of times on these beds that are so soft that they actually sink to the bottom. They don't sink to the bottom on this.
No, they don't. And, you know, memory foam is great for conforming to the joints of a human or a dog in this case. But the problem with memory foam, unless it has the proper base underneath it, and, of course, we have two layers in our green tea orthopedic foam and our HD foam, it does not give the proper support. So they will just sink through the memory foam in a matter of minutes and go all the way to the ground. And, of course, when you have the weight of a giant breed or a larger dog, that weight goes through the floor and then obviously comes back up and through the joints. Quite frankly, a lot of the other beds just have a polyfill, and those tend to get hot. They provide no support for the dogs. So, of course, the dog hops off of that, and many people say, well, my dog doesn't really like the dog bed. When they get on the Sealy dog bed, it's a different story. And that's why here at Super Zoo, we made a dog bed life-size so people could actually lay on it. And what we've heard is, wow, this is a better bed than I sleep on. Or, you know, I wish I could lay on the bed that my dog lays on. So it's definitely a revolution. It's a paradigm shift. Look for it in stores. October 1st is when it'll hit. Our small, the retail will be $99, our medium $134, and our large at $169. An incredible price for something that's really going to change your dog's life.
Well, David, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you here. And look at our YouTube channel. Look at our Facebook for the Sealy Dog Bed link on facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio. We're about to talk here now with a good friend of mine, Ryan Bolden. He's owner of Primetime Pets, and what they do is they make those incredible dog enclosures and that look like human furniture. They are wooden product that really looks absolutely great. Ryan, great to have you here. Tell us a little bit more about Primetime Pets.
Thanks, Julio. We have Primetime Pets. Don't believe that in your home you have to have a wire
or metal gate, or even a plastic kennel.
All of our pet containment devices are made out of 100% hardwood furniture quality.
We make a whole line of gates as well as kennels.
Well, and not only are your kennels beautiful, your kennels are actually they're very functional. They're not that cheap stuff that you see around in magazines. This is stuff that is real wood. It's not one of the big differences, and one of the things that I've seen so many people comment on is that it's absolutely real wood.
It absolutely is. It's furniture quality. Just to start with the kennel, they are a full containment device. It looks like an end table or a coffee table. You can set a bedside lamp on it. You can keep your books on it, anything like that. We also have a door that is able to not only latch, you can actually lock it closed so the pet cannot escape, even if you have a dog that is quite curious, which we all know some of those dogs can get to the points where they are escape artists.
Well, one of the products that you have here at the show, which is absolutely one of the most amazing products I ever seen and first of its kind in the industry, is your Hands-Free Elite. This, people, is a kick gate. Basically, it's like one of those child gates, child-proof gates that you see that you might have at home. But if you're carrying a dog, if you're carrying, like me, I have three kids, carrying the three kids at once, and in Mark's case, you know, with all that arthritis, old man stuff that you can't open these latches are some, you can just step on it. There's a mechanism that you'll be able to see on our YouTube video. Don't forget, we'll have a link on Facebook.com/leader of the pack radio. You'll be able to see a link to all of Primetime Pets products. But the kick gate is extraordinary. Tell us a little bit more about the kick gate.
Well, this is a unique product. If you, like you said, if you are carrying groceries in one hand, if you're carrying your child in the other hand, you can. There's a place where you put your foot down by the bottom of the gate, put your foot in there, you step down, you release, and then you are able to actually just kick it open either with your foot or just a nudge of your knee or your hip. The product also comes with a 4-inch extension, so it will work in any size door in a home from 28 inches to 32 to 36 inches. The product is powder coated, can be used indoors or outdoors. It can also obviously be used with the typical hand motion that you see any other gate being accessed.
And well, I've seen those gates where, I mean, I can't even get out of them, you know, or get through the people's kitchen. And then they expect me to climb over the gate. And like you said, at my age, I'm going to fall and break another hip. So I love that idea. And it kind of reminds me of one of the cars came out with that. You just wave your foot and the trunk opens.
That's the exact idea.
And you guys stole that from them. I'll be talking to you. No, I'm kidding. No, they're awesome. I've seen the products. They're awesome. I love the furniture crates.
But I appreciate that.
Try to have functionality in everything that we do. Our typical gates have a 360-degree hinge on them. And that hinge actually allows the panels to rotate 360 degrees on themselves. So if you think about a door, for instance, that can only be opened because of the hinge one way and can't be opened the other way, our products open both ways so they can make a circular containment area as well as stand in a zigzag W or Z configuration.
So people, if you need good containment for your house that actually looks good, you gotta go to our Facebook site.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brian. You know, I need about 10 of those for my house. I have 10 dogs. unfortunately, my couches would then no longer fit. So, but I love the product. Great looking. And we thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And folks, we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Is your pet eating too fast? Well, we have the healthy solution. IQ is the perfect solution to help your cats and dogs lead a better life. With their new patented design, their bowl will make your dog and cat live a culinary experience by having them eat like nature intended. Having to play with their food not only reduced the chance that they have weight problems, but will also let them enjoy the chase, like they would in nature. Designed by a veterinarian technician, this bowl was acclaimed by veterinarians and behaviorists around the world and won Becker's Best in Show at the Global Pet Expo in 2012. Get one for your cats or dogs today at your local store or online at AIKIOU.com. That's AIKIOU.com.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
All right, folks, thanks for coming back with us. We're here live at the Super Zoo 2013 in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And, of course, we should start saying Susan and Mark and Julio.
No, we shouldn't either. Oh, I don't like the guy. I don't even know why he's hanging out with us.
It's my pretty blue eyes.
It's those orange pants of yours.
Red.
Good thing we're on the radio.
You guys got to go to our YouTube channel not to see our great guests. You just got to go on the YouTube channel to see me in my red pants. That's it. Susan, you got to say like I say it on the videos. We are live from Las Vegas, Nevada, from the beautiful, beautiful Mandalay Bay. See, that's how we do it. That is how you do it. Well, I'm honored and very happy to have this next guest over here. We've got Holly Scher from Evingers. Now, let me tell you guys about Evingers. I've actually been to their facilities in Chicago, Illinois, and it is absolutely a phenomenal place. They're actually going into their new place right now, and Evingers has been in the market for over 75 years. They are an amazing company. They make food that can be eaten by humans. Actually, about 3-4 years ago, I'm walking into Super Zoo here. Holly spots me about 10-15 feet away, and she's telling these people around her booth how good their food is, that even humans can eat it. And she sees me. She says, he'll try it, and then you stick a big wad of your pumpkin into my mouth. And I'm like, yes, yum. Holly, good to have you here. Tell us a little bit more about Evingers.
Evingers actually makes their own food. We're a family-owned and operated cannery where our trucks pick up the food every day. For example, the chicken, the lamb, the fresh salmon, or whatever we're making the next day. Our trucks pick it up, and then they bring it to the Evinger plant, and we get ready for the next day, and we put whatever we're making in the food. We get it ready. We grind up the chicken. We grind up the pheasant or whatever we're putting in. And we add the fruits and vegetables to make a complete and balanced meal for the dogs and cats, and now even ferret food. Anyway, so let's say we're making chicken for the dogs. So our trucks will go out the day before, pick up the fresh chicken. They'll bring it to the Evinger plant, and we will put it in our mixer, grind up the bone, because what we do is we just add chicken and the bone. That's what we put in. Okay, there's nothing else. And then we grind it and we make it and we seal the can. And the sealing of the can is the preservative. So there is absolutely, positively no preservatives in canned food.
It's all natural stuff that and you'll have to go to our YouTube channel, go to facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio, and we will have a link to the Evingers pet foods. You guys will be able to see how good this stuff is, and I've actually seen them packing this, hand packing . They're taking the food, the all-natural fresh food, and hand-packing it into the cans and closing it. That's just amazing. I've never seen – you go to these factories, you've got a bunch of robots, and it doesn't go through humans. This is hand-packed. It's absolutely phenomenal. Evingers has also dry food, correct?
Yes, we do dry food. We do treats. We do freeze-dried. And we also are coming out with a product called High Bio, which is the benefits of canned food but the convenience of dry. Or you could say it's raw. It has a very high moisture or water content that adds to the palatability for the dogs, and eventually we'll do it for the cats.
And you guys are always coming up with new stuff. How many SKUs? How many cans do you have? Do you even know?
We have over 85 different SKUs on the Avenger line, and then we also private label, so probably about 300 different SKUs.
Now, we've got your twins here, or one of your – you have two sets of twins or – two sets of twins. You guys will have to see Holly. Holly is this little, petite woman. You would not believe that all these four kids came from her.
Dog food she can eat, too.
She can eat dog food. Actually, she took us out when we went to Chicago. She took us out to this most phenomenal restaurant in Chicago, and it was a molecular gastronomy restaurant. Chicago's known for molecular gastronomy, but we'll actually have to do a video about that for people to see exactly what we did over there. Now tell us about, I've got Chelsea and Brett here, and they actually came out also with their own line. How is that the second generation proving themselves to the first generation? Tell us more about your line.
That's a great way to put it. Yes, we're trying to prove it to our parents that we are the next generation, because children are the future. We see that every day at work. But we did come out with our own line of cat foods, and we have three dog SKUs now. We have cans that are tuna-based. Everything is fresh out of the ocean. It's like in the Avengers line, everything is hand-packed. We also have hand-shredded products, no GMOs. We're making a conscious effort to go green and be sustainable. So the plant where we make our food is one of the founding members of the International Sustainability Foundation, Seafood Sustainability Foundation. And everything is certified dolphin safe. That's kind of becoming more popular now, where people are becoming more eco-conscious. So we're making a big effort to do that. And we're also coming out with some containers, some tubs, which are really interesting. My dad, even though he's not part of Against the Grain, he helps us out. He went to Thailand and did his own research, went into the farmers markets there and wanted to make a really, really unique product. So he selected ingredients that are native to Thailand, did a lot of research and development and taste testing on these cat foods, and now we're coming out with some really unique products that have ingredients we can't even pronounce, like cucurbita, actually I said it, acacia pinnata, mango, lamb, duck, a lot of the eggplant, a lot of these really unique ingredients are going into our cat foods. There's nothing really like it on the market right now.
Lots of superfoods, lots of things that are really good. And for you guys who've got cats, you've got to know, cats need more moisture. Dry food is not good for cats. There are actually some YouTube videos that show how a dog drinks water, how much he actually takes of the water in, and how much cats do. And cats do not do water well. So giving them wet food is a lot better. Chelsea, Brett, Holly, thank you so much for being here today. We are absolutely honored to have you here, and check us out, check out Avengers out on our YouTube channel and on our Facebook at facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio, live from Las Vegas.
All right, thanks folks, and we are going to head to break, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike tow leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Thanks for coming back with us. This is Susan with Leader of the Pack, and I have Mark and Julio with us. We are broadcasting live from Mandalay Bay Convention Center.
Hasn't this been something else, though, Susan?
It has been crazy.
To see all of these people and all their products and all of the new stuff that's coming out. It's just been amazing 3 days.
And you can't even make it to all the booths in 3 days. It's just crazy.
A thousand vendors here. Close to 1,000.
Amazing. We have thousands of people coming through, and it's so hard to choose from the best vendors here. That's why we did it.
We had thousands of people coming through, and it's so hard to choose from the best vendors here. That's why we did a lot. We've done 10 or 20 different YouTube channel interviews, small 3-minute segments for you to be able to watch at our YouTube channel. You can get a link from it at facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio. And our next guest here is Dana Singleton. She is from Primal Pet Foods. Now, let me explain to you about Primal. I love Primal. I've known Primal for at least the past 4 years here. Matt is the founder of Primal. He became a good friend, good guy. Dana is a we've had some cocktail parties after Super Zoo together, and it's been a lot of fun to know them. Dana, tell us a little bit more about Primal.
Hi, we're based in San Francisco. Matt Koss is our owner and our founder, and we...
Well, you're a raw
company,
right? They manufacture raw food for dogs and for cats. So the raw segment, for those listeners that aren't aware of raw feeding, instead of feeding kibble, that is the dry cooked food, this is absolutely raw. So what would we find on a – if I read a bag of, you know, Bonzo, Chow, Dog Chow, it'll say – a chicken byproduct meal. It'll say BHA preservatives. It will say things that I can't even read. And how? What would a chicken product, for example, or a beef product of Primal read like?
Well, what you're going to find in there is,
you'll have chicken hearts. You're going to have chicken organs.
What you're going to find is free range, grass fed. Animals, you're going to find organic produce, you're going to find naturally occurring vitamins and minerals, everything's natural.
That's one thing I love about Primal. Primal does not have the synthetic vitamins. So here's one secret, one dirty secret from the pet industry. The foods may be made in America, but the stuff that they put into the foods isn't. A lot of these so-called American-made foods, they have the vitamin pack that they call it, which are the synthetic vitamins and minerals that come from China. That's how American food gets contaminated with melamine, with all that junk, all that crap. Now, Primal doesn't add any synthetic vitamins. Where do these vitamins come from?
They come naturally occurring from organic produce.
So if I want to get – if I see that you guys have, for example, vitamin A or vitamin B or vitamin C, it's coming from actual fruits and veggies.
Coming from whole foods, yes.
And all whole foods. And now tell me, you guys have an extensive number of different SKUs. So you guys have rabbit, pheasant. Tell our listeners a few different proteins that you guys carry.
We've got everything from our basic beef, chicken, lamb, duck, up to our exotics like our rabbit, our venison, our pheasant, a wide array so that we can best mimic how dogs would eat in the wild with a rotation of a lot of different protein sources. Too many dogs are fed the same protein source over and over and over, and it can lead to sensitivities and to food allergies that can then manifest itself into so many other issues that we see in dogs. By having a natural rotational diet, what you're going to do is keep the gut healthy, which is where the immune system starts. Because so many pets are plagued with allergy symptoms and allergy issues, the first place to start with that, the first defense, is with the gut.
So here's what I always tell our listeners. We have 80% of our patients are allergic dogs. And when I tell them that they have – to switch foods, they don't believe me. They say, no, but wait a minute. I've always been taught to find one food and keep my dog in that one food. But in the wild, the wolves, they don't eat rabbit every day. They eat whatever comes their way, and they don't get sick. So instead of having to eat the same thing, if they are eating good raw food, they will never get sick when they change around protein.
Well, it's a more natural way. And just as you were saying, so many of us are taught, it's more of a marketing ploy. You're taught to pick a dog food your dog likes, you can afford, it's convenient to obtain, and to stick with it. It's really a marketing approach. If you think about dogs in the wild, they're going to eat whatever is seasonally available, and it's going to rotate around from season to season. That's how they avoid allergies. When a dog is fed the same protein over and over and over, it can cause a sensitivity, which you may or may not immediately recognize. And that sensitivity, because it is starts in the gut, it can lead to a true allergy. When a true allergy is full-blown and the immune system's on high response, you can start having what we call environmental issues, or just they're not true allergies, but they're a histamine response to almost anything that the pet comes in contact with. So by rotating around from protein to protein and from diet to diet, and oftentimes even from brand to brand, you're going to get the best array of nutrients and not in the continued exact combination, which is
And the cool thing is, a lot of people complain to me that their dogs have they're really picky. Oh, my dog has been on this food and he's not eating it anymore. Well, of course, if you had to eat the same junk every day, of course you're not going to want to eat. You're going to get picky. So rotating them into other things keeps the diet interesting. It keeps them alive. It keeps them interested in their food. And a lot of times you may not know that your dog has an allergy, but how many of you guys at home have dogs that are licking their paws, that are scratching and itching and have rashes, and a lot of times they're eating grass? And eating grass, you know, our grandparents taught us that eating grass, for dogs eating grass is because they want to feel sick, so they throw up. No, that's not true. They're eating grass. The throwing up is because grass is not good for them. They're eating grass because they've got a prebiotic fiber deficiency, which ends up leading to a probiotic deficiency. But Primal has all that covered, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And when they eat the grass, they don't have enough cellulase to break down the cellulose in the plant, which is why they throw it back up. They're looking for the enzymes. They're looking for what's naturally occurring in there. That's in our raw food. Everything that they need in a way that is bioavailable and easy for them to break down and digest is in that food.
That's awesome, and I'll tell you one thing, that we learn so many wrong things from the media, from even, unfortunately, some vets who are just pitching the prescription diets and not really looking at what's in there. I became a clinical nutritionist because of that. I have my now 13-year-old Shih Tzu. At the time, 12 years ago, the vet wanted to put her down because of terrible allergies, and I put her on a raw diet. At the time, I was making it myself. Nowadays, thank God, I don't have to blend buffalo hearts and tripe and all that nasty stuff that smells bad in your kitchen, but I can go and just open a fresh bag of Primal, throw it in front of them, and they absolutely love it. Dana, thank you so much for being with us, and it's back to you.
All right. Thanks, Dana and
Thank
Julio.
You very much. Wow, yeah, what a show, huh, Susan?
Oh, my gosh, it's crazy.
It's nuts here. We have a couple of seconds, but, you know, I just want to let people know that we are coming live from Las Vegas. This is not our typical show where we can talk about what were you thinking, even though I want to, especially being at this show for 3 days. So take us to break, Susan.
All right, we are headed to break, and we will be right back after these messages.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts.
Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
All right, folks, we are back. You are listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And Julio.
I'm Mark. I'm Mark, by the way, in case somebody wanted to know.
Okay.
And I, with this radio voice, and Julio.
And those radio pants that you're wearing today.
My red pants
those,
that have been the
those
success
need to
of
be
the
outlawed.
Show. You got to be really macho to wear
or
red
something.
Pants.
I'm not sure it's a macho word, but.
Oh, Mark, be nice.
Here we go, Susan. We're getting in trouble. Get us going.
All right, well, I've been sick for the last 3 days. I have an upper respiratory infection, and so I decided that Julio and Mark should be asking most of the questions today and doing most of the talking. And it looks like I didn't even have to ask. It's easy for them.
Hey, we were born this way. I think that Mark and I didn't go through the crying phase. It was just straight talk. We've got Linda Allen from the Honest Kitchen here with us. And let me tell you, folks, a little bit about Honest Kitchen. At the Pond Depot, we do carry Honest Kitchen, and they make a bunch of great dehydrated foods. It's real foods that you could just add water, some salt, and eat it yourself. But I'll let them talk. But I'm really, really excited about their new product, Pro Bloom. It's instant goat's milk. Now, I've told time and time again how important goat's milk is, how great it is. It's a lot more digestible than cow's milk for dogs. It doesn't have the alpha 2 protein in it, only alpha 1, which dogs can actually digest, and it's full of natural probiotics. Linda, tell us a little bit more about Honest Kitchen.
Well, the Honest Kitchen has been around for 11 years, and we are a dehydrated company. We are processed in a human food facility where human foods are processed, so we go by all the FDA human food guidelines. We also are very excited about ProBloom. It's going very well. We have some very happy goats up in the Pacific Northwest that are chomping on pastures to make us some good goat's milk loaded with probiotics and digestive enzymes.
And our listeners already know. I mean, I've talked about this time and time again, how important probiotics are for not only digestion, but for allergies, for boosting the immune system. Let me ask you, when you dehydrate the product, it doesn't lose any of the potency of the probiotics?
It actually does a little bit, but what we do is after the whole processing is done, we add the probiotics and the digestive enzymes back into the product. So this ProBloom is gut-loaded with good stuff to help that digestive tract get back on track.
Do you know how many CFUs of probiotics there are in there? Have you done that study?
5 billion cultures.
Okay, so let me explain a little thing here. You go to your local pharmacy, you ask for probiotics over the counter, you're going to get something that's usually a billion CFUs. That's colony-forming units per gram. That means that there's a billion little live guys running through a gram of that product. Now, you're telling me that your product, I can naturally give my dog, I don't have to go and buy the $85 probiotics because yours has 5 billion CFUs per serving. That's just amazing. That's amazing to me. Now, let's talk a little bit about why use Honest Kitchen in your dog's diet. I know you guys have not only the full meal, but you guys also have some toppers. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we do have some new treats that are coming out that we're launching at the show, so please come by the booth 1113 to come see those products. We also have some great chews and some cookies out there. But we have some great products that you can add to kibble. Our food can be used as a kibble topper if you aren't ready to make the whole jump. Let's get some whole foods into those dogs and get them healthy.
So again, for those dogs that are really, really picky and they're having food issues and feeding issues, who's don't want to eat, you can actually throw it on top of their food as a topper. It makes it absolutely irresistible for them. They love it. And we've been feeding Honest Kitchen to a lot of our clients, and they have no complaints. I mean, you guys are an incredible company. Where your facility is in San Diego, is that correct?
Our main office is based in San Diego, but we actually moved our manufacturing out to Chicago.
Oh, to Chicago. Okay, so you're neighbors to Avengers there. Are you guys open to visitations?
Unfortunately, because we are a human food facility and a lot of human food companies don't want anybody to know that there's pet food being made under their roof, we don't have that many visitation rights.
Look, there are very few people that can say that their food is made in a human food manufacturing facility. That is pretty incredible. It's amazing that you have a pet food made where your oatmeal or your cereals, your breakfast. I know we can't tell who it is. I know. She's giving me that look. I know where it's made. I know who makes it. Listeners, you probably eat your food where that is made, because it's a big facility. It's very well known, but that's great. It's great to know that our dogs are actually eating food that we can. That's one of my biggest peeves, is giving my dogs something that I can't eat. And you know, our next guest is Waruva, and they are also a food that we can eat. And not only can we eat, I have eaten it before. Little mayo, little salt, little pepper, and it's amazing. And you know what? Honest Kitchen, I was in a pinch at the store one day, couldn't go out to have lunch, added some hot water to it, waited a little bit, put some salt, a little Tabasco, and yeehaw, I was going to town. But it's really good to know that we are feeding our dogs something that we can eat ourselves. It's absolutely safe. Why would you want to feed your dog something that is not safe for you? We saw the case of last year. There was a really big recall by Diamond Pet Foods, had the biggest recall in history that I can recall, that I can remember, and it was salmonella. And 20 people, human beings, landed in the hospital because of it, because they were handling their dog's food. And this is food that you're just handling, you're feeding your dog, you get some on yourself and you get sick because of that. That's not fair. That's not fair to us. So it's good to know that we've got a food that is absolutely human grade. And you can see, we're going to do a 3-minute special on the Honest Kitchen where you can see it on our YouTube channel. You go to facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio, and you'll see the link to the Honest Kitchen website on our site. You can also find the Honest Kitchen at thepawdepot.com, and go watch our video with the Honest Kitchen at facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio. Linda, thank you so much for being here with us today, and our listeners are absolutely going to love trying the Pro Bloom. And is it already in the market?
It is in the market. We have some great retailers that are supporting us.
Well, we know that the greatest of them is the Paw Depot. So thank you very much, and it's back to Susan.
All right, thank
wow,
you, Linda.
Is Julia going to take over our show or what?
Well, I don't know.
The last one that has a voice.
Well, that was really interesting. I had no idea about goat's milk, so I'm going to have to try that out.
Yeah, well, we were always told they're lactose intolerant or whatever, so we never even thought about it until Julia joined the force. And I think it's time we got to go to break. I'll let you send us.
All right, we will be right back after these messages.
Your pet may be sick and not even know it. Your pet may appear healthy, but a vast majority of healthy-looking pets are actually infected with parasites and other infections that do not manifest themselves until they overwhelm the pet and the pet finally appears sick. Sometimes, by then, it is too late. To find out more about how you can help your pet to stay healthy, then go to www.quantumvetcare.com. That's www.quantumvetcare.com. VETCARE.com. www.quantumvetcare.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
You are listening to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network, and we are here live at the Super
Where are
Zoo.
We?
We're live at the Super Zoo.
Well, you're half alive, I guess.
Yes, I've been half alive for about 3 days. But we have had a great time here in Las Vegas. We have seen and met a lot of people, and I'll tell you what, if you're going to come to a Super Zoo, you need to come with Julio because it seems like he knows everybody.
I feel like I can run for mayor, you know, at least of Las Vegas for at least during the Super Zoo. We are here with Anthony Giudice, and he's from a company that I have a very, very close a love affair with, Weruva. Weruva is one of the best cans in the market today, and I say that with no reservations. As I told our listeners in the last segment, I've actually eaten it. You know, it's absolutely human grade pet food, and I'll let Anthony tell us a little bit more about Weruva.
Thank you for the introduction, and thank you for the kind words about Weruva. Much like your last guest, we produce in a human food facility, using only ingredients that are fit for human consumption. We're out there in Thailand, a factory that we have a 35-plus year relationship with, because we are actually in the human food manufacturing business as well. And personally, I absolutely love being with a company that supports animals the way that we do. The company's even named after the founder's three rescued cats, Webster, Rudy, and Vanessa. So, based on a love for animals and great nutrition, here we are.
Well, and let me clarify something for our listeners here, because we are always talking about how bad food from China is, and we don't want to go to China. And I've had some clients come to me and say, well, but this is Thailand. Well, not every Asian country is the same. And plus, I know, and I've talked to the founders, and I've talked to you before, and I know the kind of care you guys have. Tell me a little bit about this touchy subject that it is producing something in an Asian country.
Well, we always like to joke around. Thailand is not China. And the thing that most people don't know about Thailand is that for the last 50 years, they've been modernizing, and they're one of the largest producers in the world for humans, for chicken, and they send about 40 or 50% of all the tuna that's consumed by humans into the United States.
That's something that is funny to me, because a lot of humans don't realize they look more at their dog food labels than they do at their human food labels. They don't realize that 40 to 50% of everything you are eating in your house, you, the human listening to us, are eating is from not only Thailand, but there's a lot of Chinese product. I go to grocery stores all the time where I pick up a bag and it says distributed in the United States. What in the world does that mean, distributed in the United States? You guys come out and you say, look, we are made in Thailand, but it's made in human-grade facilities. It's a human-grade product. Tell me a little bit about recalls. Any recalls?
If you go to the USDA's website, the FDA's website, they have a page set up just for recalls for both human and pet products. And you'd be hard-pressed to find anything on the human food side coming out of Thailand that's been recalled. Our factory meets the BRC standard, which is the British Retail Consortium, and that standard is well above and beyond what the USDA puts out there. And, of course, we're also approved USDA. But because of that super high standard that the British folks keep and that our factory meets, there's never been a recall out of our factory. And every year that standard, the BRC standard, has been available, our factory's gotten the highest grade available, which is an A. And also a few years back, one of the most prestigious awards you can win in Thailand for manufacturing is actually from the king, the king's office. People don't know, it's a monarchy over there, but our factory has won that award for human food production. And once again, Waruva is produced to that same standard.
And that's one thing that people don't realize. Unfortunately, here in America, our standards are so low. They are so low, it's scary. That's why we've been having so many recalls in American pet foods. And, you know, we were dogging on Chinese pet foods and no pun intended here, but dogging on all the things coming from China. But right here in our backyards, we're having so many recalls, and that's due to a lack of standards that we have here. Even Canadian product has higher standards than our American product. And they're also in the British system, are they not?
They are indeed.
Yeah, so in Thailand, you guys are going through this. How about the freshness of this product? How long does it take to get out of Thailand, come over here? How fresh will be the can that reaches our consumer's house?
We try to – well, everything's got a 3-year shelf life that we produce in a can, a 2-year shelf life in a pouch. We estimate about 90% of the stuff at retail that a customer would pick up still has 2.5 years left.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about your pouch. The pouch is an excellent idea, and I didn't even think about this until we had it at the store. A lot of older people came in and said, you know what, I'm glad I'm going to buy the pouches just because I have arthritis, and I can't open the cans. And this was a phenomenal – that was a light bulb moment for me. Wow. How important is it? What are other great uses? How did you guys come to the idea of putting canned food in a pouch?
One of the things we liked about it was the convenience, and I hope my mother's not listening because she refuses to admit that she has arthritis. She loves the pouches. And that was really part of what pushed us along. But we love not only producing great food, but we're very intense about palatability. Doesn't matter how great the food is if the animal won't eat it. The advantage of a pouch is that the cook time is shorter than a can, and that's due to the fact that it's a thinner wall than a metal can, and it's also just thinner overall for the same amount of ounces. So the cook time goes down, and anytime you cook something less, you maintain more of the natural palatability.
And that's awesome. That's absolutely phenomenal. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for having been over here with us. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And our listeners can go to our Facebook site, facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio. That's facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio. And they can see the link to Waruva products and read a little bit more about this fantastic company and your fantastic products. Thank you very much, Anthony. Back to you, Susan.
All right. Thank you, Anthony, and thank you, Julio.
Wow, how does Julio find all these people? he's out there. I think he's just dragging them in. They don't even know him.
Well, yeah, folks, don't leave us because we are going to be back in a few short minutes with even more exhibitors from the show, and we've got some really good ones coming up, so don't leave us yet.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So, do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
All right, folks, we are back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark and Julio and all of our guests. We're having a great time here in Las Vegas. We're at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center with Super Zoo 2013, and we're airing live. We've been talking to so many people. It's crazy. And we have more guests coming up. We're going to hear from several more people. But next up, we have Anthony Benny from Clear Conscience. And we met them yesterday, and they're a favorite of the All Paws Pet Radio Network. And Maverick, my dog, is with me, and he's kind of a picky eater, and he was offered some of the treats from Clear Conscience, and he gobbled them up. So that was a good sign for me. They got the Maverick's paws up.
Maverick has gained 17 pounds since he's been here. with all the raw, the chewies and the bully sticks and the foods and the cookies that we've been getting, it's just been amazing. So, well, let's get to our guest.
Let me tell you something. I looked over at Anthony's booth, and I'm very skeptical, and I am very picky about what I like or what I don't like. I read Anthony's stuff, and I was in immediate love with his products. Anthony, it's great to have you over. Tell me a little bit about Clear Conscience Pet, and I'll tell you. The name is it suits very well the products, because you can give it to your pet with a clear conscience.
Well, thank you so much, Julia. I mean, everything you just said is so kind. I can't even thank you enough for noticing that we're trying to do something that's substantially different than everybody else in our industry. And there's a lot of great people out here, and we admire everyone who's doing the good work that they do. When we started Clear Conscience, our idea was to reinvent every category that we would enter and make the products totally different than others in the industry. And it's why I believe that the response of the company and the products has been so over the top. People really understand once they see innovation and they see how the animals react to the product, because let's face it, the dogs are the ones that are going to be our ultimate judge. And if a dog like Maverick, this handsome guy here, wants to grab this out of your hand, that means we've got a tasty product. But good taste in itself isn't enough. If we have healthy products that also taste good and are fun, then I think we're getting close to achieving our true goals as nutritionists and marketers.
Well, tell me a little bit more about what products you have exactly. I'm looking over here, and I see these sliders. Tell me about the sliders. Tell me about what all different products that you guys carry.
Well, the sliders, as you mentioned first, is our newest product, and it's been a tremendously exciting launch here at the Super Zoo Show in Las Vegas. And sliders' idea is to bring the nutritional quality of holistic treats to a fun product that's also tender. There's so few products out there that are soft for dogs that are healthy. And what we did was we reinvented that entire category by taking all the glycerin, all the sugars, and all the glycols, which are other chemicals used in moist treats, and completely taking them off the table and saying we will not use any of those ingredients. So sliders are the result of that, and it's a tender meat treat that's done only with a very small natural cure of sea salt and celery. And because of the packaging technology, the product lasts up to a year in the bag, but once it's opened, it has to be refrigerated, and that's a really strong signal to the consumer. This is fresh, real meat product. It's not chemically packed garbage. So the response has been crazy because people are not used to having a moist treat that they're comfortable with if they're holistic feeders. So that category has usually been kind of hands off for those who believe in natural foods. And we feel as if we've made the first true natural food tender meat treat for dogs.
And this is great for dogs that are elderly dogs that have difficulty chewing because they've lost a lot of their teeth, but as well as any dog will absolutely love this. I saw Maverick just gobbling it up and couldn't believe it. Susan couldn't believe it when he took over it. Now, I want to talk to the listeners about something that we were talking yesterday, and you and I are soulmates. We were separated at birth, except with probably a 20-year difference here. But I want to talk about the dirty secrets of the pet food company. You wrote an expose on that. Tell me more.
Well, recently I've done two things that have kind of made me a little less popular with some of my colleagues in my industry that I've loved for 23 years. It's my life and my mission. But when I stopped being part of the pet food industry per se and became a pet treat manufacturer, I really felt like I had a lot more freedom to start talking about some of the things that I think were not being clearly enough explained. Let's put it that way. I don't think that there's an intent to deceive or lie, but I believe that by omission, pet food companies have served consumers poorly. And the thing that I believe is that we need to look at a fresh look and say, first of all, the number one premise that I want people to understand is that dry food alone in a bowl is not a natural diet for pets. I don't care if it's a natural kibble. It's not a natural way to feed an animal. Think about it. In nature, there's no point where a wolf is going to come upon a collection of rock-hard little chunks that include protein, fat, and carbohydrates. It doesn't exist. So by trying to mock nature the way we do, we're creating problems that we don't really realize in a cumulative way. And that dry matter continuing to be fed to dogs without moisturization, I believe, is one of the number one causes of colitis and irritable bowel disease, which are really key problems for dogs. So what do I say? I say use a great dry food, but hydrate it. Use water. Use canned food. We make a product called Super Gravy that's an amazing powdered mix, and you just use a little bit of it with warm water in the bowl, and it turns a dry meal into a moist, digestible meal for like 40 cents a day. So if you don't use my stuff, that's fine. But immediately, I want everyone out there who's doing dry food alone to reconsider. It's not helping your dog's teeth. That's a myth. That's another myth that our industry has promulgated, that you can clean your dog's teeth with kibble.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. I hear that every day. I've got a lot of patients and clients that come in and say, oh, yeah, no, I ask them, what are you doing for your dog's teeth? Oh, no, I give them kibble. That's absolutely unbelievable lie of the industry, because it's like saying that if you have your cereal in the morning, that'll clean yours. Yeah, let's not brush our teeth anymore. Let's just eat cereal. And that's crazy. That's bogus.
That would do wonders for all of our social lives, wouldn't it, if we started eating chunks in the morning and saying that was good enough to freshen our mouths. So, look, the way I approach it is this. It's common sense. Would you want to eat a dry meal every day of your life? The answer is no. Your dog naturally would not be eating this way, but they can't tell you no. Sometimes people say, well, my dog's eating it just fine. What's the problem? Well, if you were captured by aliens and they felt as if the way to feed a human being was to give you some kind of a dry mix of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and your choice was to die or eat it, well, of course you would eat it. But it's not the same as giving your dog what they really need and want. And let's face it, you love your dog. I mean, our dogs are literally part of our lives in a way that you can't even imagine. So why would we want to give them less than their most enjoyable and healthy option for their food every day? It's the most important decision we make, is what we give our dogs to eat. And I want to help people to make a better decision about that.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for coming. And it's back to you, Susan.
Yes, and Maverick thanks you too, Anthony, because he loves your treats. We love Clear Conscience.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are awesome, and Maverick's my new buddy, so we'll leave some treats for him.
All right.
Thank you.
Sliders and Super Gravy from Clear Conscience.
And we'll be
thank
right
you so
back
much
after these messages. Thank you.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Is your pet eating too fast? Well, we have the healthy solution. IQ is the perfect solution to help your cats and dogs lead a better life. With their new patented design, their bowl will make your dog and cat live a culinary experience by having them eat like nature intended. Having to play with their food not only reduces the chance that they have weight problems, but will also let them enjoy the chase, like they would in nature. Designed by a veterinarian technician, this bowl was acclaimed by veterinarians and behaviorists around the world and won Becker's Best in Show at the Global Pet Expo in 2012. Get one for your cats or dogs today at your local store or online at AIKIOU.com. That's AIKIOU.com.
All right, folks, and we are back. You are listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark, and we are broadcasting
live.
Well,
not today. They're not listening to us. We're listening today live with Julio and Julio.
Oh,
Mark
I
loves
see.
Me. You know. Mark absolutely loves
so
me.
So
I can't
wait to get back to Dallas so we can do our own show.
Mark just envies the fact that he won't wear red pants like I do, you know.
Well, I'm telling you, you have the pants for radio. Seriously.
I do. It's just so our listeners can log in to our Facebook and to our YouTube channel to see my red pants. So if you want to see my red pants, go to facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio and you'll see me in my beautiful red pants.
Who's our new guest now, Julio?
Well, we've got here Dave DiLorenzo, and Dave is a longtime friend here of the Paw Depot and myself. They are actually based in Dallas, Texas. And they are he's the owner of the president of Fruitables. And for those of you who've listened to us before, you know how strongly I feel about Fruitables. It's one of the best selling SKUs that we have, and it's there's a reason for it. It's a great prebiotic fiber supplement. And we'll talk – we've already talked millions of times about this, but we'll talk again. And I'll let Dave tell us a little bit more about Fruitables.
Well, thanks, Julio. Appreciate it. Fruitables was created for the pet's health purely and simply on two fronts. One is the prebiotic fiber that you mentioned. And secondly, it's a great tasting supplement that provides a lot of digestive benefits to the pet, whether they have constipation, diarrhea, any type of recovery from surgery or other medical issues. This product is very good for helping get their digestive tract back into balance.
Yeah, it's an absolute this is what boggles my mind is a lot of people come to us giving their pets really bad food, and be it a prescription diet, be it what I call a pseudo prescription diet, because out of 80 SKUs of the major scientific diet, which I'm not going to say who it is, the manufacturer, only two really have any prescription medication in them. All the rest are just a lot of cellulose. And when they switch, people are scared of switching diets and having diarrhea. Well, I give them a can of Fruitables, and it's amazing. It's just amazing what it does. It stops the diarrhea immediately, but it also works on the opposite way. If their dogs are constipated, you give them Fruitables, and it also regulates. Tell us, what's the secret behind that?
The secret is pretty simple. It's the blend of fibers. The soluble and insoluble fiber blend in Fruitables is almost ideal for both conditions. The pets need soluble fiber to help loosen up a constipated GI tract and loosen up all their stools. However, if they have a diarrhea situation, the soluble fiber binds it back together so that you get almost a perfect result every single time, whether it's either condition.
Well, you said something that's very true. Every single time, I haven't had a client use Fruitables and it not work. It's amazing what it does. And but one question I get all the time is, and I already know what to answer, but I want you to tell our listeners, why should I pay more for a can of Fruitables if I can buy at my grocery store just a normal can of pumpkin?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things that we did with Fruitables is put a lot of clinical research into place. And we have fortified the Fruitables digestive supplements, the pumpkin digestive supplement, the sweet potato digestive supplement, and our Fruitables weight loss supplement with essential nutrients that are proven to help improve those conditions. And what we are most concerned about is the nutritional aspect of it. Plain pumpkin, which we do sell a product that is plain pumpkin for a very short period of time for switching foods, is great. But if you have an issue where the additional nutritional fortification is necessary, especially in those conditions Julio described earlier, the pet is not getting complete and balanced nutrition with the food that's being fed. We have research which nutrients are deficit and put them into Fruitables so that when you're combining Fruitables with the food, you're getting a complete and balanced diet. And it's actually what one of our patent pending our patents are pending on the product.
And so your dog is not only is if you give him just pumpkin, a lot of times you're actually stealing from the nutrition because pumpkin isn't completely balanced. It doesn't have all the nutrients, all the minerals, but Fruitables does.
That's correct. So if you're feeding pumpkin, that's a good thing, but you have to be feeding a full amount of a complete and balanced food. And if your pet's not holding it down, then it makes more sense to feed the fortified fruitable supplements so that the complete and balanced diet is in place. When you do that, then you're assured that the pet's getting all the nutrition that they need and they're getting the fiber balance they need to make sure that their GI tract is in top shape.
Now, I've got patients and clients that come in that have diabetes, and unfortunately that's something that's happening more time and time again, and they always ask me the same thing. Well, what about the glycemic index? Because we're talking about pumpkin. We're talking about sweet potato. What is the glycemic index of Fruitables?
The Fruitables actually has a low glycemic index. I don't have the exact number with me, but what it does, because of the fiber balance in Fruitables, the sugar is offset by that fiber. So if you think about when you're following an Atkins diet or some other type of a diet, you look at the net carbs. And what Fruitables does with the soluble and insoluble fiber balance is it pulls the natural sugars that are in pumpkin, and they're pretty decent, it pulls that down, and so it has a lower glycemic impact. And one of the things that's really good about Fruitables and the fiber that's in there is it is a slow release. And so their GI, they're not going to get a spike like they would with other other products or even some foods that can spike their GI, their blood sugar levels.
And on the subject of obesity, you guys also have a phenomenal weight control or actually weight loss formula. Tell us, tell our listeners about Fruitables weight loss.
Sure. The Fruitables weight loss supplement is it differently than the digestive supplements so that when a pet is obese, one of the biggest problems that pet owners have is compliance with the diet. They buy a low-calorie food, which a lot of those low-calorie foods are great, but what they'll do is they'll overfeed the food because the pet is exhibiting hunger and manipulation issues where they get the owner to give them more food than what's necessary. What Fruitables does is it helps the pet by allowing the owner to stay on the diet that's needed. They replace a third of their food with the Fruitables pumpkin supplement. They feed the same volume, so the pet thinks they're getting the same meal that they already get every single day. However, they're getting up to 30% fewer calories. This is a safe, effective, measured weight loss that can happen over time. In our clinical studies, we got pets to lose up to 2% of their body weight per week, which is safe. So if you have a pet that's 25% overweight, 12 weeks on the program at a third reduction in food replaced with the Fruitables weight loss, they will get down to target weight. And then you can go into a weight maintenance program where you just replace about 10% of their food with any of our supplements.
Well, and I wrote an article on Fruitables just not too long ago, and I explained some of the prebiotic and probiotic things, but one of the things that I absolutely love is that you guys are just in my backyard. You know, if it's made in Texas, it is better anyways. And Dave, thank you. Oh yeah, thank you so much for being with us, Dave. It was an honor and a pleasure, and I look forward to actually doing a special directly from the Fruitables plant in Plano, Texas.
It's a little further north than that. We make our pumpkin out of state, but we're headquartered in Texas. We'd like to do a special from your store, actually, so we're going to be working together.
Susan, it's back to you.
All right. We will be back after these messages.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough.
Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
We are back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark and Julio and Julio and Julio.
Why do you have to keep bringing him up?
It's my pretty red pants. He's,
yes.
All right.
Maverick, I'll tell you what. Julio keeps wanting to walk Maverick around because he wants to be a chick magnet.
Well, I'm already a chick magnet.
I'm hanging those red britches is what's causing it.
Have you met my wife? You've met my wife. Yeah, you know I married up. You know, being born ugly is fate, but marrying it ugly is stupid. So I married up and
you're in so much trouble. That's all I can say. Well, who do we have next, Julio?
Well, we have one of my
We've got Dr. Chris Besant with HerbSmith, and Dr. Chris, I've done several of her seminars. She is a natural veterinarian, and she has developed some of the best products that actually work. Here is my biggest pet peeve in the world: products that you're feeding your dog, you're giving to your dog, supplements that you're giving your dog, and then they might work, you know, maybe in 3 months, maybe in 6 months. I love the fact, Dr. Chris, that you give your dogs your product and they work. Tell us a little bit more about HerbSmith.
Yeah, I would say that HerbSmith started from my holistic practice. So I'm a veterinarian. I'm trained in chiropractic and acupuncture and in Chinese herbs. So I've used them in practice. And all the products at HerbSmith are based on my veterinary practice. So herbs that I know are very safe, that work very well, that have a positive effect on so many animals in the world. And I agree with you that there's no regulation between the presence of something in a product and a therapeutic effect. So if a product is labeled and says glucosamine on it, it doesn't mean that it has enough. It doesn't mean that it has the amount that your dog needs. So as a veterinarian, what drove me nuts is when a client would come in and they've had their dog on glucosamine for 8 of their 9 years, they come in and the dog has really bad arthritis or is really sore, and they say to me, but we've been using glucosamine his whole life. Well, unfortunately, the amount they were giving was so little that they weren't having any therapeutic effect. And it shouldn't be their responsibility to know how much their dog should get. So the difference between a product that says that has the presence of glucosamine in it and a product that has the amount an animal needs is hugely different. But you can label a product, a glucosamine, it contains glucosamine, hip and joint, even if it doesn't have the amount that a dog needs. And so, unfortunately, you have to be a wise consumer. So you need to go to your store or go to your veterinarian and know approximately how much glucosamine they should need. And hopefully, if you're going to the right holistically independent pet stores, they're going to know the amount of glucosamine that you need. And they can look at the products and say, great, this one is kind of, you know, window dressing, and it's a nice product, but it doesn't have enough to have a therapeutic effect.
And so, you know, I see a lot of our patients come in, and they are taking those treats
that have, you know, well, no, I give my dog a hip and joint treat, and there's a 1994 study from UCLA, if I'm not mistaken, that did an absorption study where they saw that from these treats, these tablets and these chewies, dogs only get a 15% absorption, while from a powder or a liquid like Herbsmith offers, you can get up to 80-90% of absorption from it.
Well, that's a really interesting point. Glucosamine, where does glucosamine come from? You know, it really comes from the cartilage that an animal would normally eat. So dogs and cats are carnivores, and as carnivores, they should be eating the animal that they take down. So if it's a cat, they're eating the mouse, and they're eating the joint capsule, they're eating the joint fluid, they're eating the cartilage on the surface. That is the natural source of glucosamine. So if animals were fed the way an animal should be, or dogs or cats were fed the way they should be, then they wouldn't need an extra glucosamine source. But unfortunately, they're not being fed that way. And so hence, you need to supplement and add to that. That absorption is a great statement. And glucosamine is a moderate-sized molecule. Hyaluronic acid, another joint fluid supplement, is a really big molecule. And chondroitin is a huge molecule. So about 15 to 30% of it actually makes it through the acid pit of the stomach and is absorbed into the body. So that's why you need a large number. So, for example, a 50-pound dog should get at least 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine a day to simulate what they would get in their regular diet. And then the question comes up, should you do glucosamine? When do you start? You know, do you start when your dog is sore, or do you start right from the beginning? Well, in my opinion, you need to start from the time they're weaned, because that would be the time that they would be consuming enough glucosamine from a natural source to constantly increase the thickness and viscosity of the joint fluid. So I think all dogs, it should be a required nutrient. All dogs should get some form of glucosamine throughout their life and a therapeutic level.
Well, aren't especially they putting that in just regular dog foods? I mean, you'll read that, but again, how much is really in there? How much is really being absorbed?
And that's the difficult part, because the average consumer shouldn't have to be a nutritionist. They shouldn't have to be a clinical nutritionist like you. And so that's where there's no regulation between the amount that's in, the presence of it, and the therapeutic level of it. And so, yeah, it's unfortunately up to the consumer to figure out how much glucosamine is in there, and is it going to be the amount that they need, the amount that they would have gotten if they were really eating the prey that they would normally consume.
And also, glucosamine cooks out, does it not? From food that it has a low, when it cooks out. So really, if they're saying they're putting 1,000 milligrams there and then they're cooking the food, you're really getting maybe 100.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. So it is, I think it's something that every dog needs. And I think it's something that most dogs aren't receiving the amount that they should get from their diet, for sure. And then how do they absorb it as well?
And you have to think about the large breed. I mean, you have
absolutely.
To think about the large breed.
Yep. Yeah. Because huge dogs need more. You know, they have a much bigger surface area of joint capsule, a much bigger surface area as well to be able to nourish the cartilage and make it really thick and viscous. Because the whole concept is that joint fluid should be thick and viscous like Carol syrup, so it can absorb the biomechanical stress of movement. And the big dogs are going to have much higher biomechanical stress on the joints, a lot more compression than the small dogs would have.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be back with Dr. Chris. Susan.
All right. Yes, and I'm excited to hear more from Dr. Chris, because I have a couple of dogs that are on glucosamine supplements, and we've got a couple other dogs that are being treated with some.
We also see all those little dogs with the subluxating patellas.
Yeah.
And things like that we try to recommend some kind of glucosamine. So.
Right. Well, we are going to hear more
right.
from Herb Smith after these few messages. Thank you.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to Leader of the Pack, and we are airing live from Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. We are attending Super Zoo 2013, and it has been a blast. I am surprised that I still have a voice left after the last 3 days and even this last 2 hours on the show, but there's just a teeny bit left. And before I lose that, I'm going to turn it over to Julio. We're finishing up with Dr. Chris from Herbsmith, and we're hearing, I know we talked about glucosamine. What else are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about the number one problem that walks into my clinic, into our store every single day, which is allergies. And before we get into that, you guys have to watch the video that we're going to do with Dr. Chris on our Leader of the Pack Facebook and our YouTube channel. So don't forget to go to facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio and click on the link. Look at this, because this is all great information, people. This is information that you can not find in your everyday, you cannot find it at the big box stores. This information that we at Leader of the Pack choose very wisely, very carefully, with a lot of love for you. Now, Dr. Chris, I have had a really great testimonial that came into our store, and a few actually, but this one lady comes into our store every week, and she told me, I was giving my dog the injections, the steroid injections, every single day for a year, and nothing was working on the allergies. I was feeding them one of those scientific diets that are going to remain nameless, and giving them antibiotics. Nothing was working. They had terrible allergies. I walk into the Pod Depot. You gave me Herbsmith, Clear AllerQI, and the Microflora probiotics. Within a week, the dog is better. Tell me, what's the magic around this?
Yeah, you know, allergies are so common because we live in such a toxic world, and dogs that don't wear shoes, typically, they absorb all of those toxins through their paw pads, or they're drinking water that's always coming from the same source. So they're exposed to so many toxins, which develop this hypersensitivity reaction in their body. And that hypersensitivity develops inflammation, and in skin allergy dogs, that it goes to their skin. And that hypersensitivity causes that red, hot, inflamed skin, that kind of greasy, gooey dog coat, the wetness to a hot spot, all of those. So if you take that dog, and that dog could be have allergies to anything they inhale, so any pollens or molds or dusts. They could have allergies to something they eat, so any type of food, particularly wheat and corn, are very allergenic to dogs, as well as something they come in contact with. It doesn't matter what the source of the allergen is, inhalant, food, or contact. It's the way that the dog's body responds to it. So you and I might be exposed to a pollen, and we might sneeze and cough a little, but then our body responds in a normal fashion. Dogs with allergies throw on the red alarm, and all of a sudden, all its histamine is released and an inflammatory process is set up, and that's what you get, this allergy dog.
Now, you said something really interesting here that I hadn't heard before, the water.
Yeah.
The water, feeding the same water source. So what's the solution for that?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's it's kind of the nature of animals. We drink bottled water, we drink soda, we drink from many different sources. And dogs that say they put lots of fertilizer and lots of pesticides on their lawns, and now that toxins absorb into the water source, and that dog is exposed to them over and over and over again. What do you do? Maybe change up the water source. Maybe add some bottled water to it. Maybe do something like that if you're in a more toxic area. But the nice thing about herbs, and herbs are really cool because they're somewhere between food and drug. So drugs, thank God we have them when we need them. You take your allergy dog to a veterinarian, and most veterinarians will use some sort of steroid. So anything that ends with S-O-N-E, like prednisone, dexamethasone, anything like that, whether it's a shot or a pill. And it works fabulous in the beginning. So the first time you give it, the next day, my dog is fabulous, excellent. Well, unfortunately, like most things, they start to develop, the allergies get worse. So they need more steroids more frequently until finally the steroids are worse than the allergies themselves. And so at Herbsmith, we say, let's go the opposite direction. Let's use herbs that are really cooling, that bring down that heat, that decrease that inflammation, and get rid of that goopy, stinky dog smell. All of our herbs are kind of based on Chinese theories of yin and yang and those sorts of things. And a healthy dog is like a gentle simmering pot of water. You kind of get that idea that you should have a certain amount of moisture in your body, which is good, but not too much, because then you would have edema. And you need a certain amount of warmth, not too much, or then you're going to have allergies. So an allergy, depending, doesn't matter what it is. So let's say it's the pollen that they inhale. It's like turning up the heat to the pot. So now this dog's body is this boiling pot of water, and it's misting off the yin or the fluids of the body, and you get this clump on the bottom of the pot. And that's called phlegm, which is that stinkiness to the dog, to an allergy dog's coat. It's the wetness to a hot spot. It's goopiness in the eyes. All of that is phlegm from the yin of the body, the fluids of the body being burned off. So what we would do at Herbsmith is, instead of adding more steroids that is well known to increase heat in the body, so anybody who has an allergy dog knows that steroids will definitely make your dog hotter. They pant all the time. That starts to get into the toxic side effects of the steroids. I would say let's use herbs that are really cooling to bring down that heat. So turn down the heat, add more water to the pot with yin tonifying herbs, and then resolve that kind of anxious behavior they get where they want to itch, and it's kind of an itch excoriation cycle. So they itch their skin, the skin becomes excoriated, bacteria invade, and then more inflammation is set up. So I think that you can do a tremendous amount for allergy dogs with herbs. They're not pharmaceuticals, so they don't work overnight. It takes time.
It's been awesome. Thank you, Dr. Chris. Thank you very much. And we'll have another show this year, Becker maybe, and that'll be a phenomenal, phenomenal show. Susan, Mark, thank you so much for having me here, me and my red pants.
Well, that'll be the last time.
Listeners, please email us saying that you love me and that you want me to stay on. And don't forget, go to facebook.com/leaderofthepackradio. And thank you so much for listening to us directly from Las Vegas, Nevada at the 2013 Super Zoo. From the beautiful, beautiful Mandalay Bay, this was Leader of the Pack with All Paws Pet Radio.